the truth, that I was homeless, and no one could come and take me away. Lisa?
Liz?
Yeah.
What are you doing here?
I have this interview. I'm a finalist for a big New York Times scholarship. But I don't have anything to wear.
You want my clothes?
Well, nothing fancy, just something I can put over this.
Mama sold my coat once. Couldn't go to school.
I remember.
I cried. I love going to school so much. You never went to school. Why would they give you a scholarship?
Because I'm homeless and I'm doing really well in school now.
You're not homeless, Liz. You could stay here.
No, I couldn't. You know that.
Pop hates you. I'm going blind. Like Mama. I'm scared.
You're not 18 yet.
They're gonna put me in Brooklyn. I don't want to go to Brooklyn. You have to help me.
I have an interview. All right.
No, they can't leave me.
I have to.
You can't just leave me
I
here.
I have to. Chris! Chris! Just let me get through this one thing, and then you can come back and go to school with me.
I don't want to go to school. I don't belong there. Neither do you.
Yes, I do.
You think they let people like us into Harvard? Just a speck. It can all happen without you. Situations are not conducive to what you want for yourself. Someone else's needs, someone else's plight is going to be stronger than yours is. I think people just get frustrated with how harsh life can be, so they spend their time dwelling on that frustration and calling it anger, keeping their eyes shut to the wholeness of the situation, to all the little tiny things that have come together to make it what it is. Because I was turned so inward by my mom and dad, I got a chance to see how all the little tiny things come together to make the final product. So I was never inclined to wonder why this or why that. I knew why. Not that I was happy about it. In fact, I was really sad about it most of the time. But I was very accepting. I just always knew that I needed to get out.